Oh yeah, that kind of morning. So hey, welcome to Studio Two Rocks Live. If you can see the picture I took for today's podcast icon, if you cannot see it, you can see it later. Having some munchkins, donut holes. Hey, are you a donut hole? What you call me, man? What you call me, man? Whoa. Dude, donut hole. When you say that, somebody will answer. Coming back. What you call me? It's like, no, I'm getting that stupid pastry, damn it. Not talking to you. So I got a munchkin stuck. Like, I need to place this somewhere so I can take a picture. So I did it. My coffee cup. It looks weird. Looks like something. Looks like it's alive and it's crawling into the coffee. Yeah, but I use it. It's fun. People forgot I had fun. I've noticed a lot of people. I mean, even me, it's happened to me where I read something and it's totally wrong and then your mind takes over and things like something bad and pointing at you. That has happened. People, there's like, wait a second. I mean, maybe I read them wrong. I mean, go back. Like, oh, I got it wrong. But lately, for the past decade or so, I've been seeing people, I can't believe you're in the room. Say, wait a second, read it again. So, oh, I got the voice. Jump the gun. I don't know what it is. Are we changing language? Or is something visual? Something changed visually. I think it's the text. It's just way bunched up together. The way lighting. What we call lighting and typography. These automated lighting is getting pushing the words together closer. So it's harder to read. And it's all that the Helvetica, you know, sans serif. Sans. It's not like the old days where actually upping these, it looks like times, but it's serif. When you see the serif, I'm like, oh, okay, you read it. But when it's just sans, flat, and it can mix everything up. It screws it with everything. Yeah, but it looks better, right? Looks cooler, like it's more modern, it's more high tech, more digital. So Like, we're stuck with this. Anyway, so this morning I woke up. Well, before I went to sleep, I saw that the boarding or the ingress of the four astronauts on number four going up, getting all ready and stuff, then just like doze off, because you know you still have to wait like 2 hours for launch. And then you know the Nelsons, they're doing their job, they're just talking, and they talk. I'm just then a few hours later, well, here's a launch. Like, whoa, what? Like, oh, there goes the rocket. Bye. I have a projection TV, so it's larger than life. It's like, imagine have 100. Let's say 100. I guess it could say 100, like 120 inch TV. Like hold one side of your room's TV. So it's like, it's huge. The resolution is not that great. Not the best, but for some reason when it's projected, it's just like, yeah, I'm okay with this. It's like, hey, this is nice. I don't need to see the details that much. You know, if I wanted to, I would have gotten a better projection TV, but I got this one instead. It's portable. I'm happy. And it saves a lot of space. It's not big. That's what I like. Save space. So all that, I'm just like, hey. Then just like, you look on tweets and people complain. Some people complain. But no, here's the thing with free speech. Free speech, yeah, you can keep speaking. Those people who don't want to listen to you, they can block you. Right? That's the end of free speech. I'm just like, I don't want to listen to you. I'm blocking you. You can still get, you can't, no, there's a way to block it. You can't read your stuff. You can create a separate account. Just don't say nothing and go to this person and log in. You can still read their stuff. Just that you can't really do the response unless you want to do it again. It blocks again. So it's blocking free speech. Blocking free speech. I don't know. Now I'm just like, wait a second. Well, free speech. Okay. Yes, we'll agree. It's better than being banned or being cut off completely. Like, you cannot talk. But when you go on the street, if somebody's saying some crazy stuff, what do? You ignore, right? If they keep coming after you, it's like, hey, get away from me. If they walk away, that means you blocked them. Because the next time they meet, this person will probably not come around and do it again. But mostly might actually come back around and do it again. And sometimes you can get the police involved. They will still come back, right? But sometimes, most of the time, it's like, okay, be nice, don't do this stupid thing. It's like, they keep keep coming, you just say, I'm not going to listen to you. Bye. You walk away. Is that the same as blocking? Yeah. Like, a lot of people say, no, it's not. But when you think about it deeply, yeah. But I'm not going to listen to you. Next time I see you, remember your face. I'm not going to listen to anything you say. Say, screw you. Bye. That's blocking. But in life, no, outside of digital realms. So I guess, I don't know. My thing is that blocking is fine. You block somebody. I don't like, hey, no, shut up. Did we get shut up? I got a bunch of them. I got even the mobster ones from real mobsters, like literally mobsters from New York, New Jersey. Shut up. I had that a few times because I don't really talk that much when I'm around people. Well, I mean, I'll say stuff, but just, you know, it's probably and something. I don't talk about something and keep going. But once in a while I do that, yeah, I get a shout out or the shout out. And like, fine. You guys suck. You know, you get that way. But it's been good fun when we do it. My friends and I, the people I meet, it's good fun. It's not nothing crazy. But anyway, I don't know. We'll see what happened with Twitter. But like a lot of people reference. Who actually bought Twitter? Is it Elon, or is it the other companies have the money? The other Tesla investors, or the SpaceX investors, right? Who, right? So that we have to kind of see that. So you kind of have to observe a little bit. They probably won't step in first. It's like, Elon, do your thing. But would they later on come back? It's like, hey, you did your job. Now step aside. We gave you the money, so we own it. Could that happen? I don't know. Maybe. Could happen. Could the what they want to do with the ID and stuff become a social credit score thing? Could be. Could. Could not. I don't know. It's such a weird thing we have. I don't think social credit thing is going to work out. There's so many mechanisms that can go around it. You know, even say, okay, you're in China. It's like, oh, my social credit says that I cannot take this. But guess what? I have a friend over there. A friend. And we trade. We don't trade the regular money. We trade goods, services, favors. This guy can drive me to my location so I can get my stuff. Or this guy can go get the stuff for me. That's it. I'm okay. Or like a family member. You know, you have a family member. A family member can get it for me. So I can keep talking trash by the government, CCP. So there's a bypass. It's always a bypass. Because it's human. Right? It's a society thing. It's just always back door somewhere. Well, they call it back door for programmers, but it's always sideways. So you can always go this way. I don't have to follow you. I'm going to follow my own path. And then you go and do it. So, I don't know. But I like the idea that Twitter would go to a crypto ID. That makes sense. Not actually using crypto to sell stuff. I'm sure they do it, but they do it now. The links. I'm thinking of a blockchain-based ID system, which they can't track you. But if it's done correctly in a certain way, it cannot be broken into. And it cannot be hacked by anybody else. It cannot be cloned by anybody else. So that means, hey, you know what? That might not be a bad idea because, you know, how many credit cards, how many people's identity gets stolen, right? If there's a way that is so it's secure to the point you cannot get access. Only the original person, the real person who owned this can access. Have the assets. Have the ID, and that's them. Proven. That might not be a bad idea. But there are, I don't know, dude, it's like half and half. Then there's just the other side. I don't want to be ID'd. There are people like that. So, okay, don't join this thing. So, should there I think it should be about a choice. You want it? You can have this. You have the official stuff, official things. I guess what you're talking about with Twitter was unlock features if you're verified, right? You have other features. You can do that. TRX. Man, I'll be getting spam on Telegram. Damn it. Get out of here. It's like, I can't even delete it now. Can't even delete it. Crap. I can't delete it. It's on Telegram. I can't delete it. What is up with that? I'm going to report spam. The only thing I can do is report spam and leave. So I guess I just did something to someone. I just saw cryptos. Like, we're the authority in this. Is this token? Like, no, you're not. Crazy. What's this lockdown? Last few years. Because people get so sick of it. We gotta get on and party. So the Brazilian carnival's back. The Rio's iconic carnival's back. Only thing I can say about this is like, man, the babes are very muscular. Like, not to the point where just like full muscles, but they're pretty fit. I guess they're dancers. When you're a dancer, you're fit. But then again, I presume Friends just looks like that. Oh, like, wow. It's like, and they're tall. It's just like a regular person, but you kind of stretch them a little bigger, scaled up a little bit. It's like, whoa. Carnival's back, yay. And crypto's sort of coming back, yay. Well, I don't know. It's been up and down, up and down. It's always been up and down and up and down. How the show reference? Let's see. Du-du-du-du-du-du. No, I guess I don't. Oops. I thought I had a reference. Oh, well. I did see a few nice architectures on Dezing. When they're not taking it politically, it's good stuff. Then, you know, I've been doing the political thing. Don't mix politics with your art, okay? I mean, but then people do art based on politics too. Like fashion brands to use politics sometimes. Or what's in the news right now, and they'll make it like that. And no, there are tons of critics because of that. But so politics, should politics be important? Why not? I don't know. But to me, it's you know, sometimes you are a creative company and start getting politics on your own. See how fast you lose your audience. Sometimes you might get some extra, but most of the time, I've seen it, and it's lost. It's like, we were status. What happened? Oh, we reppin' something to politics, and yeah, oops. ISIS. No, ISS. I'm looking at an article with the first black woman to join ISS. Okay, good. It's great now, it's like, yeah, so, no, you're the first one, you're the first one. Then like decades later, it's like, hey, remember that first one? What's her name? How terrible we are, right? Some of us, most of us, like, I forgot. But during the time, it's like, yeah. Well, some people might not forget completely, but I'm just, yeah. We forget now because I think there's a lot of useless data we'll be getting every day. Some of them are not useless. Some of them are just comments and stuff. Okay. You read somebody say something like this, then you read somebody else say something that's like that. Or similar or different, and just info. Then you get the say half. It was larger in the past, but I think it's half now. would take it, say, did you know that the, this is the explanation, information, all this data. Trying to explain it to you. It's like, I know that. Why are you explaining it to me? And just these useless data, they stay in your head. So you gotta flush them out all the time. I've noticed that with me, like, I have to flush it out. Cannot read people's posts. It's like, no, it's too much. TMI, brain's fried. So, I don't know. What else is new? Let me see. Dun, 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 dun. Let me see. Wait a second. One breath of power of one charity auction launch. Da, 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 da. 2023 Chevy Corvette C9, I guess, will be electric. It will still look like a Ferrari. Poor man's Ferrari with that mid-engine setup. That is not Corvette that I like. Other people have different opinion. I'm sure the people who own the C8 are like, yeah, it's a good car. It's well balanced. Yeah, of course, it's mid-engine. So, I don't know. Today's gonna be boring, like everything else. I try to update my Lineage OS on my phone, and I failed. Even though they said, oh, this is the new one. All you have to do is just do this thing and upgrade it, and okay. I did it. I got stuck. And loop, like, it doesn't work. And I searched the forums, like, no, everybody said, yeah, it ran, it was fine. So I'm missing something, I'm missing a piece. So now I have to go back to the previous ones, install that one, then install the next one, then install the next one, until I find the one. It's like, okay, works. You have to save it, back it up, and pain in the butt. Oh yeah, here it is. I saw this on Crate. So here's the headphone. Looks very similar to the one I got. It's $1,500. So I'm like, okay, let me see the tech spec. It's only 5 hertz to 20k hertz. Like, okay, there. I need to hear like the 40k. They say, oh, you don't need, no, it makes a difference. So I got this thing. Well, back. I got the 5 series. It's a little cheaper, like $10 less. This thing. And it's like, wow. Straight reference. And the frequency responds 7 hertz to 40 Well, then I look at that $15 one. I'm like, what? Wait a second. I get better stuff. I get the better. Well, maybe even the bill's not bad. I have it in front of me. It's pretty sturdy. Metal, it's a little plastic in the back, and it's got, you can see parts in there. I'm like, yeah, it's just nice built, yeah. Pretty cool. $40. $50. It's $50. It's like, Why when I buy a $1,500 one, why I can get one for $50 and it does better? And they have the other ones. It looks exactly like the KZ. So did they copy KZ, or did KZ copy these guys? Like, who? Or did these guys, what did they do? Did they make a hero? It's amazing. Design and assemble in Portland, Oregon. Okay. Well, the other ones is from China. It's assembled in Hong Kong or something. I have no idea. Who knows? But it's the same stuff. Why would I buy the expensive stuff if I get the better sound, same or better sound on the other one? Chibi. I don't know. No, I'm just, sometimes it's just confusing. You know, why would you buy it's like a jeans. And why you buy this $1,000 jeans when you can get Levi's for free? Now it's a little expensive, but back then it was like $40. In the old days, when you had the rock star, what's a rock star? Rock and something. Which now is sold either Macy's or Jay-Z, I don't know. Rockin' Republic. I mean, they were, when they first came out, the jeans were, man, $1,000. They look at us. It's a Levi's. They just scratched up and this little cool little, I don't know, little pieces together and taped it on or glued it on, and just see, it's designed to Levi's. You're going to pay $1,000 for it. This is by the artist. So I'm just like, whoa. That, I just know that looks like a jeans that my old jeans I just worn it out from riding BMX and stuff when we were kids. Like one of those old jeans. Why don't I just buy a Levi's and just take a sander, go bzzz. We do the same exact thing. Oh, people charge stuff, man. Just, that's what I think about these. When I saw this thing, earpiece, why am I spending that money for this? Like, what? Why? I mean, they have more models. There's a whole bunch of different models. They even have a overhead, you know, 2 preamps. I'm on a 2 preamp. A guy who from Hong Kong. But I guess he stopped selling stuff. Well, he moved. Who knows? Now they have more. headphones. This thing with T3 Plus. I don't even know what that is. It's $80. Okay. It still has a better frequency response than a $1,500 one. So why would I buy a $1,500 one then? Because it's simple in US. Okay. Well, can we buy the parts? Can we just print the parts here? But here's the thing. Anything made in US, if eventually everything comes back, it's going to be expensive. It's going to take some time before it gets really mass produced and someone figured out how do we get manufacturing back? How do we get those plants back? How do we make machines that can just make this stuff? How do we get train people how to do this stuff? What do we use a robot? And at some point, the price will come down. Yeah, but in the beginning, it'll be tough. You're going to pay for it. But now, because we are the way we are now, there are a lot of people who bought these years ago. We're still getting this stuff. It's like, yeah, we're just going to sell it cheap. Why let someone pay that much for the thing and we got this here? Why pay for that? We got this cheap. It's like, you know, people who go to Walmart, right? You're like, oh, Walmart, ugh. But then people who used to go Target when are going to Walmart. And people who used the rich people, millionaires and stuff, but not the super rich, just medium rich, they're going to Target. Why? Because it's like their version of Walmart. And it trickles down. It's like, it's pretty funny when you see it. When you see it happen. No, you witness it. Over time, like, wow, it's just, people want cheap stuff. They don't want to pay for it. You know, devices, I would say, yeah, okay, you can get it cheap. You know, if it's good quality stuff, yeah, get it. But things like for your health, like food, yeah, don't buy cheap stuff when you make food. It would taste like crap. It always does. Yeah, here's the thing. With the last week, got this Pad Thai noodles from Costco. Cat's Kale. It was the register itself. The self, what's that thing? Self check. They would say, welcome to Costco. So anyway, we got this thing from Costco. Noodles. I went to pull it home, cook it. It's like, man, stuff is thick. Just that's not Pad Thai. Pad Thai is a lot thinner. And they actually have more rice noodle. Go with. They only give us a tiny portion of rice noodle. I'm like, this is like sauce. So I went out and bought the Thai consomme vegetable consomme from Thailand. You can get those. Lemongrass, some other herbs, Thai basil, lemon, and I forgot what else. Whole bunch of stuff. And I made it consummate out of it. Then I poured the rest of the stuff. Came from Costco. pulled back in, thin it out a little bit, add a little more flavor. Because the Costco one, there's no salt. And yet, I don't taste nothing. Need to put a little bit of salt. Put a little salt in there, put a little thing, and then that came out better. Actually, I can enjoy it. I was like, geez, you know. Yeah, so food, don't buy cheap stuff. Don't. Packaging looks great. Like, no. Some things, certain type of foods, you need to prepare from scratch. Otherwise, it just tastes like McDonald's. Not saying McDonald's bad, but you made a home hamburger. Made your own hamburger. Then you grill it and put the flavors in there. And here's a trick with flavor. If you like spices, some people don't like it, but you prefer spices. When you bite it in, you're like, oh, I like the smell. Ginger, cumin, and what's the other one? Cayenne pepper. You can put that in. And then anything else after that can be salt and regular pepper if you want to put that. But it's cumin and ginger. Cayenne pepper sometimes, yeah, but it's the cumin and ginger. If you mix it correctly, they mix it into the meat. Then you pan fry it, barbecue it, it will taste better. Always does. So, yeah, so it's when you make it at home, make it from scratch, it always tastes better, doesn't it? You know, if you know how to cook, it's like, whoa, man, I'm not going out there. So now, every time I go see something, some mall, some shopping mall, some places, little restaurants, I'm like, like fast food thing. I'm like, no, I'm not going there. I only go to certain ones. Like, I know they actually care about sauces and don't put too much, and they just the right amount. And I don't know what it is lately. Maybe it's the lockdown thing or something. Maybe they're coming back a little better later. But it just, I think during the lockdown, everybody went out and got food. If you were able to. And it's just like, you know what? I've been eating takeouts for too long. I need to cook my own. So that's coming back. And you noticed a lot of these, you know, supermarkets or the centers like Target, they're still making those little packs. You can cook at home and get all the ingredients, herbs, everything's there. You just cook it your own. Noticed that, and that's really good because that would teach a lot of youngsters the eating takeouts for too long. It's like, hey, learn how to cook for yourself. One day you'll need it, the skill set. Let me see, 44 minutes. Wow, I got 6 minutes left. Angie, you still here? Maybe not, if you are. Hello. Okay. Anything else? I don't know what else. Um, I don't know. I'm pretty laid back today. Just, yeah. But I don't want to do this thing. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I won't. Maybe I don't. I wish I was in a studio. Just pick up my guitar. I can't. That's the bass. Auto-tune. I gotta retune that. Some broken one string. The one strung back. This is a nylon one. When it's drawn back, then do the stretching. So I gotta keep doing it. So I don't know. Well, I don't know what else to say, but except just keep reading stuff. I don't know what's out there. I know what's out there, but I'm just like, things are coming back. Now you can see it. People who've been doing wrong stuff slowly presented to the public, and you can see it. It's like, and then people still worry, how are we gonna be? And just who cares? And a whole bunch of people, it's like, I can't do this. It's like, no, you cannot. Based on the law of the land, you cannot. I don't care. I'm up here. I have the money. You gonna let me go? And now it's like, no, now you're being investigated. I'm sorry. And then, of course, the Twitter execs and workers freaking out. Like, oof. Hostile takeover. The company I worked for in the past, I've been through that like 3 times. Because you're a good worker. They don't want to fire me. Because I'm the only one with ideas. I have better ideas. Even sometimes not a good idea, but you can run it off, and they stole it. Stole a lot. I didn't care. It's like, let's make it happen. Like, if you don't make it happen, I'm gonna go talk to my friends in the other companies. I'm gonna meet them, tell them what to do. We'll give them boom. It's like, try it. If it happens, I'll be like happy. You know what? My thoughts became a reality. Like this, that's more rewarding. It could go bad way too, but bad people may have bad ideas and then fruition, and you know, then that's bad. But my thing was just like, how can we market this piece of clothing or something? What's the trend? What are people listening to? What kind of music? What people doing? Was celebrities? Hey, why don't we try it this way? Boom. And then see it happen. It's like, wow, my idea became a reality. And that made me feel good. That's more than any money. People can put price on it. You can't put price on this. It's just like, wow. Completely personal too, sometimes. The EU is gonna crack down on Bitcoin. coins protect Ether? Well, because Ether is BTC is the one you cannot hack. Ether is the one you can just do exactly what you do with the paper money and just keys. Oh, we got reminded tokens based on Ether. So there's an unlimited supply of digital money, just like unlimited supply of paper money. It's not gonna work. I mean, it will work. You can put a little bit in there, but in the end, you should just convert it all back to Bitcoin. If they don't accept it, kind of convert it back. Dun, I'm looking at the news. Noise. That's it. This way. I don't want to know. No, I just want to search for food. Like, what am I going to eat for lunch? Can't make it. That's not hot dogs. These are the Polish hot dogs. They're not really hot dogs. They call them... They're not sausages either. And they're not Franks. But they taste like it. They look like it. So it's very similar to kielbasa, but it's in hot dog size. Those are really good because they got flavor in there. You don't even need to put anything. Just eat it as is. It's like, man, it's good. So either that, I'm just gonna make something and finish my punchkin first. My coffee is cold. So anyway, have a great day. Have an excellent Wednesday of April 27th, 2022. Almost in May. Holy cow. Next week, Sunday will be May. May Day. Okay. So have a great day. Enjoy. Know how to cook. Why not? Just do it. You never cook anything. Cook an egg. If you screw that up, okay. Then, yeah. You shouldn't be cooking at all. So, enjoy. I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.